Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another segment of the show, Triple E's Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Lana Ortiz. Lana came from Kyiv, Ukraine in 1992, the fall of the Soviet Union. Grew up with a relentless curiosity for arts, particularly painting, sculpting, and drawing since early years, but chose to be sensible and go to school for accounting. How about that? Had to make a living. In 2011, she was gifted a camera, which became a tool to create an image. Later, edited in Photoshop. Photoshop became a digital painting platform, went back to school in 2008 to obtain a business degree, wow, which greatly helped in running a successful portrait studio. The studio officially opened up in 2014, offering portraits, corporate event coverage, headshots, and personal brandings, weddings and engagements, maternity and newborn photography, creative art and business marketing. Welcome to the show, Ms. Ortiz.
Thank you.
Well, we are so glad you took time out your busy schedule to join us. And it is an honor and a pleasure to have us in, to have you in our studio. So I'm going to dig right into the questions here, okay? Sure. What education in photography did you receive?
Photography was an extension of my love for arts. So I really did not receive any formal education, which I believe the best education you can get in life is stepping out on your passion.
How about that?
Yes, passion will drive you to learn more, to find resources, to find the teachers. I think the saying goes something like, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. And
I like that, yes.
Right. And based on that, I was very driven to find many sources of educating myself in specific areas of photography that I was interested in. I'm not a technical photographer. I'm more of a feeling, and I feel out how I want the image to look, and I just use pretty much anything around me to achieve that goal. So with that in mind, my education was largely based on what are the things out there that would help me achieve the look I need to achieve.
Okay.
And, that as far as educating myself about photography, about the technical aspect of it, went. I also took a few classes with amazing photographers in the capital region who offered classes through Meetup photography groups. Mm-hmm. And some of them became my longtime friends now, and actually partners in business. I also have taken some online classes from different photographers when they offer those classes online. I would sign up for courses. The good thing about it is that I was driving my education according to what kind of photographer I wanted to become.
Great. So that leads me to my second question, because I want to get all these beautiful questions that I'm so interested in knowing about you. So when creating surrealistic images, where do you draw your inspiration from?
Inspiration comes from many different places, comes from books read, from museums visited, and the art of old Dutch masters. I enjoyed that period of painting and sculpting. So I would literally go to the museum and I would study the painting. I would study the painting, how the painter applied the paint, how many layers, what different paints were used and how they were put on top of each other, because then I would use the same idea, the same technique in Photoshop, because I wanted to have my portraits to look very painterly, very much like paintings. So movies are a great source of inspiration, and you just pick up different aspects of, you see a movie and you say, well, now it's hard to watch a movie for what it is. I watch a movie and I go, oh, that's an amazing lighting right now, you know, and I'll try to.
That's exactly what I do now. Now that I'm in the field, media, you know, when most people are looking at the movie, I'm looking at the lighting. And
correct.
I'm saying, how do they capture that? Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Same thing. I look at the lighting or the costumes. I look at the costumes and I see how is the costume made and how can I hack it in my studio making the same costume or the hairstyles for a certain period. You know, I would look at the Victorian period movie and I would see how they would style their hairs, how they would apply the makeup.
So how would you describe your style?
My style would be romantic, I would say. Victorian vintage romantic style. I see, I want my images to look painterly. I don't want anything, I don't want any distractions. There is a very, my images are very clean. There is, I don't like a lot of props. I don't like anything that distracts from the person. When my clients come in, I usually describe to them that from the hair to the wardrobe, to the backdrop, to the props. Everything is a supporting actor to the person. Okay, so it's the person that I'm trying to highlight and make them shine, and everything else should fade away into the person's or viewer's imagination or perception and not be so, not competing with the main subject, with the main object, which is a person. With that in mind, the face is always most important to me, and I always strive to guide my clients to show emotions, to show whether it's sadness, whether it's happiness, whether it's just pensive mood. I always want to, it's kind of, if you look at the old paintings and you look at my portraits, there is some kind of resemblance between the two of them where the object is very much glorified by everything.
With that in mind then, what's your favorite object to photograph and why?
Right. My main object, my most favorite object is women. The reason for that is because...
Well, let me see. Is my wife here? No, I didn't say that too. women, no.
She should be here. The culture, current pop culture, bombards women with unrealistic standards of beauty, maybe even grotesque to a point. And women, the real women, suffer. That little voice in their head constantly tells them they're not good enough, they're not pretty enough, they're not young enough, they're not skinny enough, they're not whatever enough, you know. And I want them to give me a chance to show them through my portraits that they can be beautiful just the way they are.
Okay, so then let me move into the last question of part one, and then we'll move into part two. With new technology, where's selfies and how widely popularized? You know, speak to that for me real quick.
Right. So there was a concern that everybody has a camera now on their phone and therefore
and everybody thinks they're a photographer.
Everybody's a photographer with the push of a button, and the professional photography will compete and will fade away. However, if you look at our world, we use images for every little thing in every little aspect of our lives, and those images better look good. And professional photographers do know how to isolate the subject, how to drive the point of the image to the viewer, how to make it look professional and clean and crisp versus somebody just taking a snapshot. So with that in mind, I don't think professional photography will ever go away.
So I'm glad you said that, because with these new phones with the 4K and this, that, and the other, people think that they can go to a wedding and still get professional quality product and eliminate a photographer, or when they hire a photographer, they want to pay them below wages. And you know, professionalism is professionalism. Professional photography, there's no substitute. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, you're absolutely right. It's like with any craft, with any art, you get what you pay for.
Okay, so listen, we're going to take a break and we're going to move to segment two. So we want you to hang around for a minute, okay?
I'd love to.
Okay, we're back with Lana Ortiz. We're having a phenomenal discussion with her. She's an entrepreneur, and what I like to say is a very, very, very successful woman in her own right and multi-talented. So we're going to dig right into part two of our two-part segment. And I'll start by saying, how much do your portraits cost? And are you cheap, middle of the road, or somewhat of a luxury item? What is a boutique studio?
Boutique studio is when you are not a cookie cutter. You you study your client. You learn their features. You see the pluses and the minuses to those features. You highlight the beneficial features. You downplay the not so beneficial. You know, to help the person look their best. Professional image is different from the snapshot in that a professional photographer will take a good care of lighting, of posing, of wardrobe, of hairstyling, of makeup, of expression that is being on a client's face to produce a beautiful portrait of that client. Boutique studio does exactly that. I do study them. I carry a huge variety of wardrobe at the studio to offer to my clients of any sizes. For any reasons, when I create the images, I don't hope to get one that is good. I know I will get each one of them good. I may take 10, 12 shots of one particular image that I'm trying to create just to perfect it.
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah,
I'm sorry, okay. Something happened. My photo shoots are very are very involved there. I give each client a lot of attention with editing, with after the photo shoot, with editing, with choosing the images, with presenting the images in which form, which product they're getting. Therefore, I am a luxury item. I'm definitely not cheap. I'm not middle of the road. A lot of my clients,
people walk into your studio, they know they got to come in with the type of money where, as I say, I want the type of money that I can fold it, not hold it. Meaning,
correct.
You
correct.
Want dollars.
Correct.
Okay. Let me move on to seven, because I have some other things.
Yes.
What is your relationship with photography, personal and professional?
So I moved to this country when I was 19, and I brought a duffel bag with me.
Bless your heart twice.
Thank you. Most of the things in my duffel bag was black and white photographs of my family and friends, right? And then about a year later, my house burns down, and when I get to the house, the police, the fire department was already leaving, and I thought I lost everything. I lost everything. And one of the things I lost is my life. My life as I knew it. I came here with half of my life, or the majority of my life, in photographs, and I no longer existed until that day.
Let me share this story with you, Ms. Ortiz. The same happened to me when I was 45. I had a fire, and I know, and I can relate to, up until 45, we lost our whole life. My memories, everything, kids, pictures of me at my mom's funeral. We were the pallbearers, so I can so relate to that.
Oh,
but we bounced back, bigger and better.
We bounced back. The funny part for me was that I didn't have children then. And then after I had my children and I was telling them about my childhood and my mom and my dad, they never imagined me anything younger than 19 years old, because I had
the picture. Still that way.
Yes, thank you. Yes. But I had the pictures from that point on, but nothing before that. So it's like I literally did not exist.
So here's some things I want to definitely close out in. Are you more of a photographer or business person? Because that really is important. And I'm sure my listeners want to know that. But you got to be both, especially on the business side.
Right. I say I have two business degrees. So I say that I am probably both with probably just a little bit of weight on a business side. Okay. And the reason for that is because a lot of talented, very talented photographers go under and do not survive in this industry because they are artists first and never not the business person. They yes. do not charge the right prices to sustain, mm-hmm. to be a sustainable business. They do not provide the appropriate marketing and advertising for their business. Therefore, their business suffers. And in this world, you're out of sight, you're out of mind. So you have to consistently remind people you exist.
Absolutely. So let me close out with a couple more questions. How did becoming a photographer affect you as a person?
I feel I'm so blessed. I feel that as a child, I have experienced the world that we live in first time through my eyes. Then as a parent, I got to experience that same world through the eyes of my children for the second time.
Say you're a parent, give how many kids and give them a shout out, please.
Children. I have four girls, four beautiful girls ranging
from name them. You can give them a shout out.
Yeah, Gabriella, Alexandra, Julia, and Angelina. And their ages are 25 to 12. And they're absolutely beautiful people and often my models.
Bless your heart. So my last question is, or my last two questions, who should hire you? Who is your clientele?
My client is the one who appreciates the art and the effort that is put into creating the images first and foremost, who knows that something worth having, worth paying for. And they also allow my artistic genius do its job, you know, and do not micromanage me at the photo shoot. They're the ones who see my images, who see my work. They come to me, they say, I've seen what you can do. Do it for me. You have full free reign of creativity. And that's my client.
Great. So last but not least, tell me, who's your mentor?
Who's my mentor? John Iannelli. Shout out to him. John Iannelli, he's been my angel, my absolute angel. He has taught me when I called everything a thing. He has taught me what those things are called. And I'm not technical. So whenever I need a new equipment, I just call him to describe what I need. And he tells me what that thing is, you know. He helps me out with computers. He helps me out with technical side of it. He's a great friend. He's on a drop of a dime. He'll come over here and help me. And he's also the one who gave me a start in photography. And he's also the one who believed in me when I showed up with crappy pictures. And I said, trust me, I'll be real good one day. Trust me, you should be my partner. And he said, okay, I trust you.
And I'll tell you who else told me to give a shout out was Savina Richardson. All right, our mutual friend, yes. And I told you last year they came on my show and sung happy birthday to me because next week, July 12th, is my birthday.
But happy birthday.
Thank you so much. So, Miss Ortiz, I want to say it has been a plum-pleasing pleasure to have you on the show. You're part of the family now, the WOOC 105.3 family, and we so welcome you, okay? And I wish you nothing but God's blessings and continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate you inviting me. It's been a wonderful time talking to you, and I wish you much success in what you do.
Thank you so much. And I'm going to close out and say, until next time, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., and your overcoming adversity specialist, doing what I'm made to believe.